At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's okay not to be perfect with finances. Experian is your big financial friend and here to help. Did you know you can get matched with credit cards on the app? Some cards are labeled no ding decline, which means if you're not approved, they won't hurt your credit scores. Download the Experian app for free today. Applying for no ding decline cards won't hurt your credit scores if you aren't initially approved. Initial approval will result in a hard inquiry, which may impact your credit scores. Experian.
A very high expectation of what I've always thought this franchise is, and that was the best franchise in sports.
In the moments where we are now, as players, we got to execute. Every day, I'm so fortunate to be a part of this team.
This is 49ers Plus Minus.
Everybody, Tim Kawakami here, 49ers Plus Minus on a Sunday evening, afternoon. I don't know, time clocks change, 10 a.m. start. It's very confusing. I'm here with my co-host, Matt Barros from The Athletic. 49ers with a pretty methodical, I'd say, kind of outclass the New York Giants. They win 34-24 to go 6-3. But as always with the 49ers, there is injury news. I don't know, you know, both things are big. 49ers win to go 6-3. Mac Jones had a great game, maybe his last start before Brock Purdy's back. We shall see. Christian McCaffrey was fantastic. The defense, after giving up a really bad early drive touchdown to go down 7-0, played very well after that. The wounded defense is even more wounded, though. Mykal Williams, one of the last plays of the game, goes out with what Kyle Shanahan later said. They're worried it's an ACL. Barros, want to go with the injury first, or you want to go with the – might as well go with the – we just – the standard 49ers.
Yeah.
You know, his game happens, win or lose, somebody major gets injured.
Yeah, they can never kind of enjoy their wins because they have to be the most depressing 6-3 team in the history of the NFL. Because you're right, all of these wins are accompanied by a huge loss, whether it's George Kittle and Brock Purdy in week one, and then a pair of guys in week three, Pearsall and Bosa, and then even the Atlanta game that was Bryce Huff going down, not a long-term injury, but they still knew that they were going to be without him for a couple of games. They can't escape with a satisfying win. Kyle Shanahan said he was going to dole out his first victory Monday of the year, which has everything to do with it being week nine and them coming back from their longest road trip of the season, back-to-back road trips. This was technically, I guess, technically a 10 a.m. body clock game, but it was really an 11 a.m. body clock game for the 49ers. And they played like it. They weren't quite as sleepy as they were.
Sort of were waking up.
Yeah, that extra hour, man, that made all the difference.
only gave up one touchdown right off the bat. Not several.
They can't enjoy it. It won't be a victory Monday for John Lynch, because Monday is the day before the trade deadline. I imagine they're at least still looking. I'm not saying that they're going to make another one, but you can absolutely see that they could, given that Mikel Williams, who is going to be their snap leader on the defensive line for the second straight game, went down. So they keep losing these sort of bulwarks to their defensive line. They've already made two changes. Both of those guys played a lot of snaps. Cleveland Farrell had a sack. And I think there's probably going to be another newcomer in the lineup Sunday when they host the Rams.
Yeah, let's just say, I mean, I think most fans know Victory Monday, but just the definition. I mean, players don't have to come in just even for meetings. Usually you have to come in at least for meetings. All the rehab guys will have to come in because that's rehab. But if you want to skip it and you're healthy, you don't come in. And players like that a lot. There are no Victory Mondays for media, however. Matt Barros will be working hard tomorrow, no doubt about it, especially with trade deadline coming up Tuesday. And Shanahan was asked again, I think by the same person, Eric Branch. Good God bless Brancher. Does this win change the way you're going to approach the trade deadline? And Kyle Shanahan once again said no, it's been the same all along. I think they're, you know, pretty consistent on this. The player's going to have to help them this year and next year. They're not going to do a rental. At least that's what Kyle Shanahan says, although I think the rentals are going to be the ones that are available. And maybe if you get a rental for a six-round pick, I think they'd do it. I think they probably will, in fact, do that. I don't know exactly who it's going to be. I can't imagine it's going to be a fantastic player. One little aside is the Giants' defensive linemen are well-known, possibly, you know, up for trade, certainly after this loss, in which they all look terrible except for Brian Burns. I don't know if I want any of those guys. Like, I have to give up a second-round pick for Kayvon Thibodeau? I don't know. Was he even out there today? I only saw him when he was congratulating a 49er after the game. I don't know if it's all the defensive line's fault. I know Dexter Lawrence has been under fire from Carl Banks. I barely saw him. This is a game where, like, you could have got pressure on the 49ers. You could have shown up. I thought the Giants' defense was horrendous, Barrows. Like, just horrendous. And, like, why would I trade for anybody on that team except for Brian Burns? And I don't think you can get Brian Burns.
The Giants' defense was horrendous. The Giants' special teams was horrendous. And the Giants' offense was horrendous for the middle chunk of the game.
Yep.
But, yeah, that defense, I think that they've been the secondary has been decimated by injury. Yep. And you saw that somehow they allowed Christian McCaffrey, who's not just the 49ers' leading receiver, he's one of the NFL's leading receivers, get open not once but twice, one for an early touchdown and the second for a 39-yard gain, which I know is McCaffrey's longest play of the season. It might be the 49ers' longest play of the season.
And Pierce Saul might have had like a 40-yarder.
Yeah, you're right. It obviously came before week three. So it's been a while since they've had any sort of burst. It just kind of underscores that, boy, they lack explosion among the current weaponry. You know, theoretically, they'll get some of that back. Jordan Watkins, your guy, Jordan Watkins, had a nice early catch. He got into the game early, and a lot of the 49ers were kind of crediting him for a nice big catch early in the game at a tough point for them. I think that's probably, you know, trying to pump him up as much as possible, which is, you know, what you have to do when you're relying on a rookie like that. But this team likes him. I think that's obvious from the fact that, you know, he's played these last two games after barely practicing, and he was in the game early. But no, I agree with you. And that's another reason why the 49ers can never get too high, because yes, they scored a season high 34 points today, but it was against a very bad Giants team in a stadium that was full of 49ers fans too.
Yeah. I mean,
Jackson Dart was commenting on that after the game. He said, "Yeah, it's strange. I've never been at a home game where the home crowd was drowned out like it was
false starts on the Giants in that key situation, right? They're trying to get back in the game. They're in the game, really, and then two false starts takes them out, and they got a punt. It's an interesting thing. I thought Kittle said something very interesting. He's basically just speaking the truth these days, which I really appreciate. He's never kind of elided, but he sometimes is always trying to be the positive. Well, he was the positive in a very interesting way after the game, saying, "Hey, we got to be an explosive offense. We're getting people back. We're going to have to do it. We've got weapons, obviously McCaffrey, Kittle. Then they're going to get Pearsall back. They got Jennings. At some point, they're getting Ayuk back. Brian Robinson looked really good. We can get back to that later. But Purdy back, because the defense is young and banged up. And even the young guys are getting banged up. And there's only so much they're going to be able to do with that defense. Robert Saleh, I think, is super valuable. The reason they held it together, say this year, as opposed to last year when they all fell apart on defense, I think is a large part Saleh, large part, like, there are some young players who are staying, hanging in there. D Winners hanging in there after getting banged up a little bit. They've got players, but they don't have Fred Warner. They don't have Nick Bosa. They don't have Bryce Huff. We can go through the list. They're going to hang on. The offense is probably going to have to win some of these games. The offense won this game, defense too. I mean, again, the Giants without Malik Nabers, the Giants just being the Giants, Jackson Dart being wholly unaware in the pocket of when a defender is anywhere near him, like a rookie quarterback's going to be. Frankly, the Giants felt like they quit there a little bit on defense. That happens to bad teams. 49ers are going to play teams that are not quitting, including the Rams on Sunday, which I'm sure we'll talk about here. But I think Kittle's right. I think he's being optimistic that they have all this power on offense, that they will be. I don't know that they will, but I think to get very far, past a playoff berth, to win a game or two in the playoff, they're going to have to be a really good offense. They're not going to have to be a middle. They can't be a middling offense, which is what they've been. They're going to have to be a really good one.
Okay. Is that possible?
Yeah,
there's so many moving parts. I mean, they might have the personnel at some point back on the roster, but I mean, even Brock Purdy hasn't practiced in full for more than a month. He hasn't played for more than a month. Kittle came back 3 weeks ago. He still hasn't had an explosive game as a pass catcher. You've got Pearsall, who's been out for a month and a half. You've got Ayuk, who's been out for a year and a couple of weeks now. At some point you run out of runway to kind of get all these guys, in cohesion. So I think it's interesting. I mean, maybe it'll be something where, Kittle has a great game, one game, and the 49ers win. And then Pearsall finally looks like he's back into the swing of things. And then Ayuk. I did think that Juwan Jennings looked the most Juwan Jennings-like of any game since week two, which is when he suffered the ankle and shoulder injury. He's been on the injury report every game of the season. He's had four different injuries, starting with the calf. Remember the lingering calf injury from the summer? He was on the week one report with that. And then he got hurt in week two in New Orleans. And then he had the rib injury after that. So it seems like he's just starting to emerge from that, which I think is a good signal. I mean, it gives you some stability there. I mean, you've got McCaffrey as stability. You've got McCaffrey plus Jennings to sort of absorb these other guys who theoretically at least are coming back. But I do think that, with the quarterback not having played for a while, very easy to see it being herky jerky for a little while. And this is a team that, at some point needs to get going on all cylinders. I just don't know when that's plausible to do that.
Yeah, I don't know about all cylinders. Again, it's being optimistic. I think he's just pointing out their big gun should be all in lineup at some point. Don't know. But by the way, Kittle limped off the field for a play or two in this game. I think Juwan Jennings looked like a little dinged up.
Yeah, they were massaging his shoulder.
Yeah, nothing says that they're going to be off the injury report anytime soon, Mr. Injury Report Barrows. They're going to provide you with plenty of those Wednesday podcast solos that that you are famous for now. That's happening. But if they're going to be good, I guess we can say if they're going to be good, it's going to be on the unit that does that hasn't lost Fred Warner and Nick Bosa. That those are unalterable.
So yes,
you cannot change that. There's Tatum Bethune can play great football, and he's not.
And he did today.
And he's not Fred Warner. And you're still going to see three plays go 54 would have been there for that play, just because 54 is a Hall of Fame player. They're not going to get pressure from anybody who's going to be anything compared to Nick Bosa. It's just not going to be. Okay, can they hang in? This is a game they had to win. They had to be the best team. They were the best team, and they were the best team. The Rams is going to be an extra special test of all that because we know who the Rams are. They beat them before down there, so yeah. Obviously it's doable, and that was with, you know, Mac Jones at quarterback, but it was also with Fred Warner being there, so it's a whole other equation. My point, which I wrote a little bit about today, I was praising Mac Jones. I felt I was overdue for that. Guy played great, completed his first 14. The sack fumble, that really was an interception, if you ask me, but they ruled as a fumble. That changed the numbers. That's okay. He played fantastic. He did exactly what you want him to do. He's a winning quarterback. He's a winning quarterback. You know, how many wins? I'm not going to say. I'm saying he's a winning quarterback. He's not a losing quarterback. You got this huge Rams game. As you've mentioned, if Purdy's playing in it, he's playing off coming off of missing 5 weeks. He was a little rusty when he came off of 2 weeks for the Jacksonville game. He has not had a full practice since then. Certainly hasn't had any game time. Like, are you rushing Purdy back for this game, or are you playing Mac Jones? I think I might play Mac Jones. I think I might. Unless you really think Purdy's looking great, he's sizzling, then you definitely put him in because he is your quarterback. But for this game, for this moment, maybe I say, let's see what happens here. And maybe we peg the Arizona game for the Purdy return. I don't. That's what I'm thinking. Sometimes the 49ers do think like this. They don't admit it. Like, I think he absolutely was not going to play on that MetLife Stadium turf, which is what I think helped cause the Mykal Williams injury, which we know has caused many injuries. They didn't say it that way. They just said he wasn't ready. I just don't think they were ever going to play him in that one. Maybe you do the same thing on the Levi's lush grass. You know, maybe you give Mac Jones one more game. What do you think about that, Barrows?
I think that you're creating a huge 49ers quarterback controversy.
I'm not. No,
you're
basically saying Brock Purdy
was ready for this game, but we thought we had a better chance with Mac.
They're not going to say it like that. They're not going.
Yeah, but that's it. You don't think anybody's going to interpret it that way?
Skip
Bayless makes a nice cushy salary.
No, oh my gosh! I should hang up on you right now. Right, I'm the one who's been saying for the beginning, Barrows, that there is no controversy. There is no controversy. I'm saying it's a huge game. It is a huge game. It's a huge game. You don't know how sharp Brock Purdy is going to be. So if there's any question whatsoever. You play Mac Jones and then you hold Purdy back for the next week. That's all I'm saying. And Mac Jones is playing at a level where you can afford that. It's a luxury to have him playing like
that. Yes, it's true. And
you don't force it on your quarterback on an injury. I mean, I don't know. I think Shanahan was kind of setting it up by saying, you know, it's a turf toe. You don't really ever 100% heal from that. You don't know. We're going to be cautious. Again, this is the 49ers don't operate by saying these things. And sometimes it's just out there and they're not even thinking this way. But I think there might be part of them that's thinking, let's not even push it. If it's 80%, let's not push it. It's got to be 99. It's got to be 100 for us to put him back out there. If he's rusty, if he hasn't practiced much, we know he's a person who loves structure, who loves a routine. If it's in any way not looking great, we've got a quarterback who can win games. And if we don't win the game, don't win the game. But that might be the way to do it rather than have any question about Brock Purdy. And I think there is some regret that they pushed him out there for the Jacksonville game.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, and for sure. They could do it that way. Like Brock, we went out there too early last time. And look what happened. You missed the next five games. Let's not do that. And in the back of their heads, unuttered, unspoken, maybe a little pissed off at me for raising it, it's maybe, you know what? Maybe Max is a little bit better for us right now because Purdy is, you know, he's a little bit limited. There's no, I mean, limited at least by practice, probably limited by his toe too.
This was the first time that Kyle Shanahan acknowledged turf toe.
Yeah, he just said it. I just saw
said it.
Yeah.
And he did say that, you know, it's probably something that's never going to fully go away this season. That's the nature of turf toe. The people we've talked to who have had it all say that it's something that lingers all year. He said that he hadn't heard that he needs surgery, but certainly didn't. You know, say, oh, no, of course not. No surgery. He didn't.
Nobody's told me that, although maybe somebody.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't tell me.
Somebody might have slipped a paper to him and said that, but nobody told me that.
Right. And I agree with you. I don't think they'll put him out there until there's a whole string of full go practices for him. And so I think we'll kind of see on Wednesday, as early as Wednesday, a good indication of who the starter is by Purdy's injury designation. If he's full go, it's Purdy. If he's limited, it's probably going to be Mac Jones. But at some point you do have to put him out there. If the toe isn't going to get any better for the Cardinals game versus the Rams game, then, you know, at some point, he's your franchise quarterback. You have to play the guy.
I agree. He's the quarterback. They're gonna play him, but if it gets slightly better by resting it one more week, this is the time to be going with slightly. You know, let's wait for slightly better. If it's not enough to be a difference, then you play him, and he's your guy. I 100% agree with that. I just don't want anyone to come out of this, even though Barrows is joking. He's joking. I am not saying it's a controversy.
I'm not saying you're saying that. I'm saying that that's how a 49ers move to say, yeah, you know, we could bring Brock back at any point, but we like Mac for this game. That's how that would be interpreted nationally.
They're not going to say it. They're not going to say it. He's just not. He's going to be limited. If I had to guess how this goes, he's going to be limited in Wednesday's practice. Mac Jones will take the ones, and then the die will be cast, essentially, because then he'll say, listen, he didn't get a full practice week, so we weren't quite sure, and he wasn't. We got till Friday, and we thought about it, and then even on Saturday, we thought about it, and then it just wasn't a close decision. I just think that's the way they're going to do, and I don't think in that situation, understanding all these national observations, I don't think even Dressman would be QB2, because if there's pictures of him on the sideline with a helmet on, he's not playing, people will make their own assumptions based on that. And you just don't want to go down that road. So I did think it was really interesting. I was my lead about Mac Jones being so excited to get Adrian Martinez in there for that final snap. As soon as they made the first down and they knew the timeouts were gone and that was it. And Shanahan's taking off his headsets. Mac's going crazy. Going, get Adrian, get Adrian, get Adrian. That's not normally how a backup quarterback.
Yeah. That's a team leader.
That is like John Elway, I'm just saying that is an established starter who does that kind of thing, who's thinking like that, who's thinking about, oh, my God, my backup has never played in the NFL before. He's got to come in there. That's a real 49er thing. You know, that's a thing that guys like Kittle love, I'm sure, Juszczyk, Trent Williams, whatever. Like, that's a 49er thing. And I was struck by that. Like, you and I have covered a lot of backup quarterbacks, Barrows. They don't think like that, right? They get their shot. They're not giving it up. I'm going to be walking off the field with the game ball. That's me. I'm the quarterback now because I haven't gotten my shot before.
I definitely don't remember Ken Dorsey or Cody Pickett doing that.
No. Or who's my guy? Blaine Gabbert. I don't remember Blaine. Can you imagine Gabbert doing that? Gabbert, we pushing people aside. Yes. So I just thought, man, is this guy in the 49er culture? That's a good sign about him. Purdy's a better quarterback. Just the mobility alone, just that. Forget about everything else. But, you know, and they've invested the money in him. That's not even a question. I'm just saying, man, is Mac Jones has really fit into the culture. He's winning games. Maybe you just keep pushing it, you know, one more week. That might be it, just one more week. And also, you know, if you looked at this practically, you kind of set this up, Barrows. Like, what if Purdy comes back? He's healthy, but he's rusty, and he doesn't look good after Mac Jones goes 5-2. Like, that's not a conversation they really want to have. Not that they would be, you know, like, rational, but it's out there. So I just think Jones has been so good that he jumps over that line where you don't even have to discuss it too much and know that Brock Purdy is going to get the job back, but only when he has a full week of practice, full go, no questions. He's our guy. He's looking great. Let's tell everybody how great he's looking. Until that comes, and it probably not going to be this week, I don't know if I plan. So let's move on from that. Let's not just do this on that. I don't want to just.
I've got one different topic, but also under the heading of what riles up the fans. What did you think of Christian McCaffrey playing deep into this game, final drive, just to kind of slug out that that first down so that they could get into the victory formation so that they can get Adrian Martinez his one snap? Yeah. I mean, I figured that's why you traded for Brian Robinson, because maybe you don't trust an Isaac Arendo or a Jordan James, you know, late in the game. You don't want some sort of flub or bobble. But that's why you have a veteran who started a lot, who's ended a lot of games. And by the way, who was doing really well in this game. Oh, and the final thing, who's played at MetLife a ton of times already because he was in the division. I just thought that was bizarre, and I checked on Twitter, and there were a lot of
fans who
thought it was bizarre as well.
Well, that's your guy, Bobby Turner, right? That's what Kyle's going to say. Well, Bobby sends him out there. You know, McCaffrey wants to play it, so that's probably why he's out there.
Yeah,
but I agree. If he had gotten hurt on that turf in those three carries to get two first downs to make him run out of timeouts, they would have regretted it for the rest of his career, because he's going so well and he's certainly not young and he's had other injuries. I agree. I wrote on Twitter like, hey, this is probably time he's out. He had 114 by then or whatever it was. That's enough. And they're up more than two scores. And at worst, even if there's a fumble return for a touchdown, you still get the ball back. But that's the 49ers. They keep going. And you see the look on McCaffrey's face, like when he didn't get the first down on that one run, like he was pissed. He likes being out there. It just, I get it. They don't want to seem defensive. Like if you're defensive about injuries, you're going to get injuries. Now that they're not defensive on injuries and they get them anyway. But yeah, that would have been not great if McCaffrey had been hurt there. There were defensive, like D Winters, I was thinking was out. Like, do you really want D Winters out there bending his legs on this surface? You know, when you're up by 17, which is what they were for a while on that last drive. Do you want, you know, Malik Mustafa out there? Again, you can't be defensive. You got to win the game. I get it. But
yeah, but this is,
but you know, Mykel Williams was out there, like, and he gets hurt, right? I mean,
well, that's a different story, just because they didn't have any defensive linemen to begin with, and they rotate those guys in and out.
Yeah, again, you're gonna play your defense to close out the game. You just are. I'm just saying, there were a lot of guys out there you could have pulled off the field, and they did not. They're just not gonna. That's just not who they are. They didn't, at this point, did not suffer any other injuries besides Mykel Williams that we know. But we know with the 49ers, sometimes Kyle just start that Monday conference call by saying three other guys whose injuries showed up. We didn't even think it was that bad, but then they woke up and it hurt. And
right. And you noted that Kittle came off the field, and Jennings was getting some work done. So there absolutely could be more issues coming down the pike here.
As there almost always are with the 49ers. But let's assume this is what their status is for the Rams game. Let's assume there are no major Rams injuries. Let's give an early read of that game, Barros. You think, I mean, I think the Rams are the best team in that division. All the Seahawks are really good, but the 49ers have a victory over them already. What magnitude do you put on this game for the 49ers?
I mean, I don't think that the 49ers will win this game, but I didn't think that they'd win in week five either. And yep. I was more assured in week five that they wouldn't win. It was on the road. They didn't have Purdy, Pearsall, Jennings, Kittle for that game.
Yep.
And they won it. So they had a harder challenge in week five and they won it. I mean, they maybe caught the Rams thinking that they would, you know, have a cakewalk. They're not going to think that this time. The Rams just blew out somebody, New Orleans, I think.
New Orleans, yep.
At home. So, you know, that I'm sort of working on this idea. It's sort of like my hotel pillow theory. I haven't thought it all the way through, but there is something to be said for a devastating loss accompanying all these wins. It does kind of ensure that you're not getting too high. You don't kind of get into a comfort zone that everybody is like, oh, geez, I really have to step up this next game because we don't have X out there for this game. So, I mean, there is a – and I realize you can't do that all season. It catches up to you at some point. But the 49ers have been doing that. It's their kind of grittiness with which they came out of – training camp and began the year, plus you know, some guys kind of stepping into the forefront, you know, whether it's Kendrick Bourne, whether it's Tatum Bethune. I don't know who the next guy is. I mean, if you're looking at a guy who can replace Mykel Williams, who, you know, is a base down defensive end who comes inside and rushes from the inside, the new guy, Keon White, is sort of that type of guy. Yetur Gross-Matos is that type of guy. Gross-Matos went on IR on Saturday.
Yep.
Gross-Matos, who on before Thursday's practice told me that he was feeling pretty good. You know, the knee was feeling better. He was going to practice that day. Got hurt in that Thursday practice. Aggravated his hamstring. So he's out for 4 weeks at least. And this could be an entire episode unto itself, but they've had a few guys who have had hamstrings, who have tried to come back from the hamstring, and who have aggregated the hamstring. So hamstring is a tough injury for this team, and you know,
hamstrings, calves, PCLs.
One hamstring turns into multiple hamstrings pretty regularly here. So yeah, that's a problem. But I do think that Keon White will be in that same role, and whether he's ready for it or not. And there were plays today where he looked like a guy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Who showed up on Wednesday? Mm-hmm. You expect that. It's not a criticism of Keon White. It just kind of underscores that they're going to have to rely on the Keon Whites over this second half of the season. And he might not be the only newcomer out there.
Well, let's talk about it. You think they have to make a trade to acquire a defensive lineman? And what's the highest level of pick do you think would be involved in this?
State Senator Jennifer Carol Foy here, asking you to vote for my friend, Ghazala Hashmi, for Lieutenant Governor. She's a lifelong educator who's fought to expand job training. And Ghazala wrote the bill protecting Medicaid from Trump and MAGA extremists. Join me in voting for Ghazala Hashmi for Lieutenant Governor and Democrats up and down the ballot. Paid for by Workers Vote, 212-265-7000. Not authorized by any federal candidate or federal candidates committee. Workers Vote is responsible for the content of this advertising.
It's a great question because it's the same one we've been having. They're 6-3. I think that Shanahan must have been very pleased with the response. You know, two straight road games, another sleepy start to this one, but they really got after it on that second drive. My guess, neither of us were there, but my guess is that D'Amador Lenore, who had just a really weak tackle on that opening drive on the sideline, on the play on which the Giants scored.
Non-tackle.
He tried to shove the guy out of bounds and he didn't go out of bounds. And I think that if he wasn't the guy exhorting players on the sideline, then someone was firing him up and everybody came out with much better energy on that second drive. And Lenore had a big hit, maybe the first play of that second drive that sort of set the tone for most of the rest of the game. they started to fall off at the end. But my point is that, you know, that grit that Shanahan admired and cited earlier this year, that he said, I've seen since OTAs, there's just something about this team. That's what's going to make him push to make a dramatic change or addition, I think. The flip side of that, of course, is that, you know, at some point you just feel like the wheels are going to come off. It's just impossible for this team to keep running like they are. And why would you sacrifice future years, your current plan that you've obviously made a big decision about at some point, probably early off season last year, to, you know, sort of take away from a 2026-2027 49ers team for a 2025 team that could be fatally flawed, like no getting around these big time injuries that they had. That's the question. I do think that they will make a move. And, you know, it would not shock me if it's a fairly significant one.
Like your third round pick? I mean,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's too much. Maybe they do it. I think fans will chide me and say, okay, yeah, gee, Jordan James, that would be terrible to give up the future Jordan James, right? I mean, they've wasted.
Or a Nick Martin was your third round.
Exactly. They I'm not going to say Nick Martin's a waste pick or Jordan James, but they have wasted third round picks. No question. But you can also get really good players in third round. You can get starters. You basically count on the third round pick in today's NFL to be a starter. Even if they don't end up doing it, you're thinking they will be. I think it's too much. Maybe. I mean, the national reporters keep saying it. Oh, they're in on Trey Hendrickson. They're in on whoever. Jalen Phillips also a rental, like Trey Hendrickson. Like they're going to give up a third round pick for a rental now for someone who's signed for next year. I can see it from everything that Shanahan has said this year and next year. This year and next year. That doesn't mean they have to adhere to it. That doesn't mean he's completely being honest about that anyway. But I don't think Jalen Phillips is that good anymore. By the way. I don't see him getting a lot of sacks this year. I don't know. And he's not signed. This is getting into like doubling down. And I get it. I understand it. And I've written about it. I've said this roster has fought for you and they deserve an upgrade. But that's before they lost Fred Warner. I just think that's an irreversible situation there. So we'll see. You know, they make a great move for somebody really good. They're pushing it in. I respect the gumption. I respect that they're trying to cash in. I just don't know how much better Trey Hendrickson at his best probably moves the needle a little bit. But beyond that, I don't know who really moves the needle. Like, again, I go looking at these Giants defenders. Abdul Carter was supposed to be the defensive rookie of the year. Did you see him do anything?
I didn't.
Anything. Nothing. So, like, even if they're good players, you can have them go through nothing games. So what are you doing? What are you giving up a third round pick for them if they're not signed? Now I know Abdul Carter is not up for trade. I'm not saying that he would be, but let's see it. Yes, they're going to trade for somebody. They just need the bodies. But what I always also add is that player could get hurt too. So then where are you?
And Trey Hendrickson is hurt.
Yeah, Trey Hendrickson is hurt.
I don't think he played today because of his back issue.
Yeah. So yeah, it becomes like. You know, then it becomes like, would you even give a fourth round pick for Hendrickson? And would the Bengals do it for a fourth round pick? If you can do it for a fourth round pick, absolutely. I'm just saying 1, 2, and 3, I would kind of wall off. Even Richard Sherman was saying they need to draft an offensive lineman.
Yeah,
like, it is so obvious. And they don't want to. And sometimes they do look good. And again, it's not like the New York Giants ballyhooed defensive line was dominating them. There was one play were just a bit of a whiff by Colton McKivitz. You can't have those. It was only one. But, you know, they're lacking in talent on the offensive line. There's no question about it. And Trent Williams is not young. He's not the best he's ever been. There will be a need at tackle, possibly two of them. There could be a need at center. There could be a need a lot of different places. They're going to need their draft picks is just what I'm saying. They're going to need – Richard Sherman said it. I agree with him. They need a draft – defensive line, offensive line, offensive line, defensive line, defensive line, offensive line. Just keep doing it. You know, win at the line of scrimmage like they've said they've done that and they have done in the past, even without some highly drafted players on the offensive line. I always want to point this out. defensive coordinators, except for D'Amico Ryans, don't seem to understand that 23 is getting the ball. I don't get it. That, I mean, including the Rams in that game. Like, they don't get the ball's going to Christian McCaffrey. They might fake it to him in the handoff. Then they're going to throw it to him. It's twice on the touchdown, Barros. There wasn't even anybody running towards him. Like, normally, okay, wide open, he runs in the end zone, touchdown. There was not even a New York Giants player, like, going, oh, God, I better get over there. Unbelievable.
The nearest Giant to him was in Hoboken. He was alone.
It was unbelievable.
It was him and Jimmy Hoffa in that end zone.
She saw a defensive lineman who was 15 yards away turn around and run, and no one else was running. Absurd. And I immediately looked up who the defensive coordinator is. Shane Bowen. I don't know him. I guess he was a Titans defensive coordinator. I would not be putting him on a top candidate list. D'Amico Ryans knows this. I don't know why no other defensive coordinator has figured this out. My general thought now is, you know, Shanahan threw the ball so much early in the Mac Jones thing, thinking everyone thinks we're just going to run. Let's just throw it. And now they're running the ball because defenses now are respecting the pass. I don't know why defenses have to all go one way or the other. It's always weird that way. Like, we thought he was going to run. So we got, oh, my God, they started throwing it. Well, you could play their pass, too. I don't quite get it, but that's me. And my other point about this game, Barros, Eddie Pinheiro, the Warriors, the 49ers have an edge on kicker in every game they're going into now. It's unbelievable.
This is the second straight game where their special teams has been better than the opponents.
And that's even though they gave up a couple of decent kickoff returns.
Oh, yeah. But they had another big one from Brian Robinson.
Absolutely. They were the better special teams. Maybe with – who's the new special teams coach? I can't remember anymore. What's his name?
Grant Boyer.
I mean, something's going on. And – Pinheiro is a guy like don't go for it on fourth and three. Kick the 54-yard field goal. It's like that. It is a really interesting situation now where you know your kicker is going to make it, and then their kicker couldn't make it. Graham Gano, the great Graham Gano, that caused Shanahan to keep Jake Moody for a whole extra month because he was so
good
mad
pull,
when they cut
good
him.
They're
so mad when the Redskins cut him. Then he became an all-pro kicker, according to Kyle, even though that he did not become an all-pro kicker after they cut him, but that's okay. Graham Gano, the immortal Graham Gano, even he can't make field goals at the pace that Eddie Pinheiro is making them. And Morstead's pretty good at that, getting the ball inside the 20, Barros. Like, he's going to do it. He's not going to kick it in the end zone when it's a short field. They've got some pretty good specialists. This is a new era for the 49ers.
I'm telling you, the back half of this season is, you know, looked like it was lining up until Mikal Williams got hurt. But, yeah, I mean, this is what it looked like on paper. I mean, we all went over the schedule when it came out, and everybody circled this Giants game and said, you know, that's going to be an easy win. Mm-hmm. It's the one game that's kind of followed suit with that. It was an easy win, despite the loss. A couple of things I wanted to react to. I don't see why the 49ers would have to spend a draft pick on an offensive lineman when they've got Andre Dillard just sitting out
your
there.
Guy, your guy, Andre Dillard.
Just going to develop Andre Dillard into Trent Williams' replacement at left tackle. And then I think I figured out the perfect trade for the 49ers. Somebody who knows this system really well can come in and just perform right away. You trade a fourth round pick for Travis Gibson on the
you could get him for a fourth, maybe got to kick in another pick there.
Funny though. I mean, that Travis Gibson just left for nothing because they didn't protect him right, but they could have used Travis Gibson. They thought that Yetur Gross-Matos was coming back this week. He got hurt, and you know, they didn't think that they would lose any more defensive linemen. Well, they were wrong on both accounts, and Travis Gibson absolutely could be used at this point.
And they really needed to make sure Jordan James was on the active roster too, so he can be deactivated for the ninth straight game. This is bizarre to me. I mention it again, and you are getting me to go down that road, but I would have put Yetur Gross-Matos on injury reserve to start the season. He was hurt going into the season, Barros, and they played him. He was hurt, and then he got hurt again. And Jordan James was never going to play as long as Isaac Rendo's on the team. And he's not. And he's on the active roster. And Jordan Watkins is finally playing, but he could have been gone on the injury reserve to start the season because he didn't play the first seven games, I think, or six games, whatever it was. Oh, well, that's the cost. Travis Gibson, the cost. Not a massive era-turning loss, but a loss, a player that could be helping them. And you could just put right in there, and they don't have him for reasons that were mostly misjudgments. And you start doing this six, seven times, your roster is going to look pretty thin. You think Bryce Huff is back this week, by the way?
I think they think that he's back this week. Now, again,
we've heard this
before. I don't want to wind you up, but they are overly optimistic about some of these injuries. And like I said earlier, hamstrings have been problematic for this team. Guys coming back from hamstrings and, whoa, he injured his hamstring in his first practice back.
Yep.
Jacob Cowing told me the other day he's had four hamstring injuries since the summer. So every time he starts to come back and, you know, gets close to returning and starts hitting Jacob Cowing speeds, the injury occurs again. So this is a problem. And a lot of teams have this issue. This is the nature of hamstrings. But, I mean, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me 600 times, shame on me. It's been a recurring problem for the 49ers.
Fool me three times and Travis Gibson's on another team.
There you go.
On that bright and happy note, after the 49ers get one of their best wins of the victory.
Yeah. They're only blowout of the year.
Only wins of the year to go 6-3 and be right looking good. I think they're like 87% to win to get the playoffs according to computer models. No, the models don't. I don't know that they really take the injuries into account. It's hard for them to take all the injuries into account, but looking like they're going to be a playoff team, Bears. I mean, I thought so now for a couple of weeks, but the Houston game was definitely dark, but didn't think that meant they weren't going to make the playoffs. I think the easy schedule, you know, they're fighting with the Bears and the Vikings and, you know, the Commanders. Yeah. And the Falcons. Like this is not a wonderful group of teams fighting for the 6-7 slots. I think they're going to make it. I think they're just too well buttoned down. I think they're too well coached. I think they still have stars. The fact that Mac Jones is a winning quarterback. Mac Jones is a better quarterback than the Saints have, right? He's better quarterback than, and I was going to say Falcons, maybe than the Falcons have. I might even say, God, I'm going to get yelled at for this. Might be better quarterback than the Chicago Bears have. But we'll see.
What about the New York Giants?
Better quarterback than the New York Giants have, for sure. Not a better quarterback than the Commanders have. I will not go that far. No. But he's pretty good. He's just – this is what you dream for out of your backup quarterback, and they've got it. And full credit to them, and even more full credit to Mac Jones for doing it. And he's going to be a starting quarterback in the NFL next year. I just don't think the 49ers can keep him as a backup, right?
I mean,
that would be tough to do. I mean,
but isn't that a way to recoup some of your draft picks?
Absolutely.
If you trade him right now? Yeah.
Well, not now. Not trading him now, Barros?
No. Okay. You know, you're trading draft picks now for a defensive lineman.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And you're recouping them when you trade Jones.
Yeah. You know, you got your comp picks come in, and then maybe you figure you're going to get something for you're going to get something for Mac Jones. Would they have any comp? Well, yeah, you're already counting on last year's signings for next year's draft.
Yeah, you're getting three comp picks, probably mid-round draft.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, maybe. I mean, all that's fair. I'm just saying he's playing so well, you can't keep him as the backup. I just think that would not be fair to Mac Jones. I think you reward him for what he's done by trading him to somewhere where he's going to be starting quarterback. And that might be the New Orleans Saints. So look, like he would be a very good New Orleans Saints quarterback, whether it be a bridge quarterback, whether it be the full, I don't know, but that guy would be good, the better than what they've got. And there's a bunch of other teams like that. So New York Jets, would be a good New York Jets quarterback, Barros? Yes, he would be. All right. There we go. That's our show for today. We might come back to you Tuesday evening after the trade deadline. I don't know. I got a Warriors game, but maybe I can figure out some – I can wiggle around that one. But if they do anything, we'll definitely have a show on Tuesday evening, Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday whatever. If they do not do anything, maybe we'll come back with a regular Thursday evening and declare who the starting quarterback is going to be like we tend to do. All right, everybody. Show for today.
at Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.